Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Marloni and Fourier.
Little Billy, okay, how's your mom doing? Tell my sister I'll talk to her later. What kind of linebackers think we should get?
Big and slow, Uncle Bill.
Oh, you got it. I tell you what, I talked to you well. Boy, that boy's smart.
We have reached the divisional round, and how's our playoff polar plunge bet doing?
The loser of this contest has to do the polar plunge.
Oh, because if I win, I might just do the polar plunge anyway.
Let's just say Christian better start picking some winners.
Let's do the score on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
23-20.
Oh, okay.
No. What was it?
I'm not any good at this.
And sitting in with the MFers, it's Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I should have married Fitzy. He's the perfect person. He's so nice to me. He's so mean.
I never should have married your father.
It's Lou.
Because of this.
I fought somebody.
Yeah, I came home late. I missed curfew.
Dang something.
Yeah, I
it's Christian.
Time to send little Billy down to go get ride with Uncle Bill.
If I work 23 out of the 24 hours, can I be a defensive back coach?
It's Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, for the final hour here. Marloni and Fourier on a Friday. Nick Fitzy Stevens in the house.
Oh, man. I don't even know what the hell we were even talking about.
Nope.
But back there? Oh, we're talking about Malcolm Butler. I needed a reason.
Oh, yeah.
For him not to be playing. Like this. Banging someone on the side. Whatever. Yeah, I need something like that.
We've talked about a lot today, Lou. I just want to ask, is it time to get fired up again for the best football weekend of the year?
I think it is. I'm getting excited about it. And you know, four games. I think it's the eight best teams, you know, in the NFL right now. You kind of got what you want. I think, you know, these four games are going to be outstanding. And, of course, we have our NFL postseason picks contest that we're doing, and the loser has to do a polar plunge in a Borat mankini. Okay, we'll pick the color, fluorescent green, whatever it might be. So, coming into this week, after week one, Fourier struggled a little bit. After week one, because again, we each pick a lock, and that counts as double. So, last week, he didn't get off to a good start for Christian. He had the Raiders for a lock. I actually had the Bengals, so I jumped out ahead of him quick with Fitzy having the Bengals. So, the standings currently are, I was 6-1. This past week, lost the Patriots. Fitzy was 5-2, dropped the Pats and the Cards. Christian was 3-4. So you're two behind Fitzy, three behind me.
Yep.
So we took our picks earlier. We all took the Titans. Every single one of us took the Titans in this game. But Fitzy and I have them as our lock. Now, Bills and Chiefs. Fitzy and Christian took the Bills. I got the Chiefs. Niners, Packers. Fitzy and I got the Packers. Christian took the Niners. And then Rams Buck, Christian and I took the Rams. He has them as their lock, his lock. And Fitzy's got the Bucks.
Go
so
Bucks.
That's kind of where we're standing right now. But which one of these games are you excited about? Because to me, it's all about that last game, I think. Bills and Chiefs.
So the weekend's a crescendo.
Yes, I believe so.
That is the marquee game, though, right?
Yes.
They did the right thing, because I feel like the one game that doesn't have a real storyline, the one game that doesn't have any bite, is the first one. It's the appetizer,
yeah.
Right? It's the Bengals at the Titans. I don't know what that storyline is. Is it the Titans have been disrespected? Is it just Mike Vrabel? Because the Bengals, I can't find anything. They did their thing last week. They won a playoff game, right? They won their division. Is there a storyline with game? Does this game excite you at all?
They're done. They've done their job. They literally, their job was to make the playoffs. Did that. Ding. And win a playoff game for the first time in 31 years. Ding. They checked all their boxes. I'm not tuning in to see if T. Higgins can, you know, rise to the occasion. I'm not tuning in to see if Anthony Firkser, yes, that's a human being, will catch a touchdown pass. Great for A.J. Brown. Congrats for coming
Derrick
back.
Henry, Derrick Henry, what he looks like, maybe?
I mean, unless you're, like, you know, doing over-under pick'ems on your favorite sports app this weekend, what's the juice? The Titans should easily win this game and just get you primed for real football starting Saturday at 8.
Earlier I asked you about, do we feel like these, all the teams that are here, are these all the teams that you expect it to be in the playoffs? The Bills, the Chiefs, Tennessee, Cincy, Rams, Tampa, and the Packers and the 49ers. Are all those teams pretty much who you thought was going to be there when the season started or midway through the season? Like, it seems like this is the way it was supposed to be.
But swap
the
Bengals.
All of them belong.
Bengals, Browns is the only thing I would have swapped. I was big on the Browns, especially after their playoff performance last year. They just completely fell apart this year.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I asked you earlier if there was like a destiny team, a team that's scrappy, you know, like, you know, doesn't get any respect and like everybody's got overlooking. And you mentioned Tennessee.
I did.
You still feel that way after 3 hours ago? Like, you really feel like that's the team that's not getting any respect?
Let me make a case for two teams in the AFC as your only possible teams of density. They would be the Tennessee Titans because, again, I can't remember a number one seed getting less love, less juice, or less hype. Like, no one is talking about the Titans at all. Boring. Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Julio Jones. If Julio Jones is healthy and can actually finally make a positive impact on this team, watch out. A.J. Brown, you saw how good this guy was when he came back. What a massive difference he makes. Their defense is good. The line for Cincy, not great. They should be able to really make some noise in the AFC. But, again, they're not sexy. The other team, of course, that could maybe play the we were disrespected card could be the team that is about to finish things up and get back to the Super Bowl. Could be Buffalo.
Yeah.
Could be Buffalo,
could be.
Christian.
Really?
Yes. Because you've got what storylines do you want for Buffalo? Like,
there's a bunch, I think.
After the Patriots beat them, and at the halfway point of the Tampa game, everyone did the same thing. Giardi, Volan, you, me. Yeah, all the people I hate on Twitter. Yeah, all doing the same thing. The Patriots broke the Bills. They are Dunsky.
Yeah.
And since Josh Allen said, blank you, Joe Boo, I'll do it myself, from that point on, They've been a force to be reckoned with.
The thing with, I think that is the best game of the weekend. I think that should be the AFC title game. I think they're the two best teams in the AFC. The only thing I wonder, and I picked the Chiefs for a couple reasons. I feel like late in the year, like the most random guys can make the difference. And I feel like in Rams, maybe having Cam Akers back might make a difference. We'll see if he can run against Tampa. But Jerick McKinnon, see the way he's running the football? Like They've been sort of, and I saw Hilaire's coming back for this game as well. Mm. But I feel like the Bills have sort of, you know, got over that hump with the New England Patriots, riding the wave. I feel like they're that wild card team over the weekend that looks so good that everybody just thinks it's going to go all the way to the postseason. Then we forget that it was maybe the Patriots who were, as Mike Lombardi said, slow and old. And I feel like the Chiefs just are still there. I've always felt they're the most dangerous team. I think this is the best game of the weekend, but I still think the Chiefs win.
Yeah, with the Bills, I wonder, after putting all their effort and energy into this game and, you know, end of an era, playing at home, complete and utter domination, like everything went right. Like nothing went wrong. And how do you kind of, I guess, you know, try to bring that energy and that motivation again? Like, what are you manufacturing? I get what the issue is with the Patriots. That's real. That's years of frustrations. That's years of feeling like a second class
citizen. And you got over it.
And you overcame your demons. Like, yes, the big brother's not beating us up anymore. So now, you know, that's over. Everybody's talking about how great Josh Allen is. Everybody's talking about, yeah, you know, you got your comeuppance. Now what do you bring to Kansas City? What have they done to you?
See,
like, it's not old enough. There's not enough, I guess, pain and misery.
No, and that's a good
beat
point.
Beat you in the AFC Championship.
And I get it. Okay. You've got that revenge. I get it. And it'll be a good run for them. You get a little revenge run for them if they can do it. But to your point, like, you use it all. And you think, like, you sort of slayed the dragon. Like, you put the Patriots in the rear view. The problem is now, like, when you show up at that field and you start looking at film, you're like, actually, you know what? These are our demons. Like, these are the guys. Because it's the Bills and the Chiefs, in my opinion, for the next 3 or 4 years, right? 4 or 5. I don't know until these quarterbacks, something happens. So this is the rivalry. This is Colts Patriots. This is Colts Patriots. Josh Allen. Pat Mahomes. Yeah. This is it.
It's a great point.
So you got through that emotional ride of doing what you did to the Patriots. And I just wonder if they can bring it back again the next week.
So, as far as themes, like if I'm Sean McDermott, I'm saying that we have unfinished business. Okay, we went out there last year. We were, you know, we kind of made, you know, a progression, you know, where we were getting better, winning playoff games, and we get to the AFC Championship game. We beat the Patriots twice, even though, you know, whatever. Felt it was a COVID year. But then we lose to the Chiefs, who end up going to the Super Bowl and losing. Unfinished business, right? Time to kind of, you know, leave your mark, I guess, if you would. Like, so, or like, are you, is that all you wanted? Was beating the Patriots good enough for you? Showing the world that you arrived, that you've beaten Bill Belichick so much that Bill comes into the locker room, right? It wasn't the locker room, wasn't it? It wasn't the locker room. I've heard conflicting reports. First, it was on the field, but it was in locker room. So Bill, game ends, and Bill goes into the locker room. And actually, Josh Allen talked about it, right?
Yes. I think we have that, as a matter of fact.
He came up to me, which is really cool. I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done over his career. And obviously, he's one of the, if not the greatest coach of all time. So for him to come up to me after a game and just kind of give me some kudos and dap me up, meant a lot to me, just knowing the type of, like I said, coach that he is, the type of players that he's been around and he's coached, and obviously the success that he's had throughout his career. So it was a pretty cool moment for me.
Am I the only one that has an issue with that?
You're not loving the idea that the softer, kinder Belichick, who apologizes to the media, now also goes and talks
give
to
me some kudos and dap me up.
The people that have conquered and slayed him.
So wait, I want to hear the follow up too, because this was Josh Allen was on the Pat McAfee show, and Pat actually followed up and just said, you know, what is that conversation like? Is that conversation like, I got to play you the next 5-6 years? Like, what did he say? This was Josh Allen, got a little more detail.
Just more respect. Like, what you did out there was awesome. You played well tonight, and we didn't have an answer. And again, I shared the respect right back, obviously, because I'm a big fan of his, and like I said, I can go on and on about the accolades that he has. But again, for a coach to do that high caliber, it was pretty special.
Bill's a different animal. I think Bill can do that. Have you ever had a coach from opposing team come in?
Never.
Talk to you?
No, not to me, to
but
anyone.
Just in the locker room?
Not, never. An opposing why head
did,
coach?
Why did he do
Wait,
it?
A head coach?
Why did he do it?
I as I was listening, I was like, oh, I get it now. I get it. It's just Bill, the Jedi mind trick.
Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
apologizing
know.
Apologizing to the media.
I don't know
what is going on.
I mean, if you're going to kiss up to him and do the Jedi mind trick, wouldn't you do that in Gillette after they whooped your butt so you can kind of set him up in case they beat him in the playoffs?
I do think Bill
butter
has
him up a little bit.
He has a higher respect. He does have like a next level respect for guys that kind of, like, you know, get him and like kind of like make him look foolish, which is weird.
Did he do that?
Like
with
we threw everything at him and he still beat us.
I don't think
and he
that
still
ever
just kept
like early
at
years.
Us.
Early years he beat up on Manning, but you know the back end there, Peyton got him a few times. Did they ever walk in there after, you know, 06 championship and say, hey Peyton, we just couldn't stop you?
Is there any audio?
That's why
joke?
We went for a 4th and 2.
Why didn't he go up to Dawson Knox? Why didn't he go up to anybody on defense?
He
those guys played pretty damn good. Why didn't he go up to Sean McDermott? I mean, hey, Sean.
We don't know. Dude. He didn't. I mean, Josh Allen says he went up to him. He might have gone up to a few other people, right?
Wait, if you're a head coach, okay. I just feel like the locker room, now, maybe it's not in the heart of the locker room. Usually there's like a, you know, like a mudroom type area, right? There's two doors and there's a waiting area. So like where the media hangs out, they don't actually go into the locker room. You kind of wait in that area and hang out for players if you want to visit them. If you don't want to wait in like the hallway. Because I keep thinking he walks into the middle of the locker room. Like, Laura Malloy did this to us, like, in 03. Like, after he got cut, and next thing you know, he's playing for the Bills, and our locker room is across the hallway. He comes into the locker room in his pads, and he's, like, hugging everybody and talking to us. I'm like, this is weird. He should probably leave. We're supposed to try and kill him. We lost 31 to nothing.
Yeah. Like, Bill told you to leave a couple of weeks ago, and now you're
why
here.
Why are you in a – who let you in? His pastor worked.
Was did it really?
His key card.
Wow.
Well, I mean, so we familiar. Were on the road. Like, I mean, hey, okay,
didn't we have this discussion before of a coach going in and addressing the team? We actually played sound of it. Do you remember this? We were like, this is just weird.
Did you have this?
No. I'm trying to remember. I was asking them. I couldn't remember either. But I remember I thought playing sound and talking
you know
about
what?
A coach.
I know
saying,
what it was. Mm-hmm. Basketball. It's basketball. That's what it was.
Okay, but who?
I can't remember who it was. He went into it was like, finals.
Tyler says Coach K.
Yeah, it was Coach K and Kwanzo Martin. Those are the two like basketball examples.
It was a pro team. It was a pro team. This last go round,
yeah.
Somebody came in the locker room. I remember we were ripping them. Oh, it was a. Who did Milwaukee Bucks beat in the finals?
Suns.
The Suns. Who's the Suns coach?
Oh, it was Monty Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, Monty Williams.
Well, how did I break that down?
I knew it was a professional.
You're a basketball insider. Green discussion we had earlier. Yeah. Stimulated the mind.
I know we were talking about how odd that was.
Yes.
Bill's a different animal. You know, I think Bill can kind of can do that. It's just odd because, you know, I don't remember him ever doing it. Obviously, he did that against Tom Brady, right, in the Bucs, which I don't think anybody's a problem. I think we can understand that one. But this one here, it's just, I don't know, never done
think
it before.
About that. Think
weird.
About that, Lou. Okay, we mentioned the basketball, right? Imagine that you play the Buffalo Bills for the, you know, AFC Championship game. And as they're celebrating, popping champagne, Bill comes in, stops your party, and says, hold on. Let me explain how great you guys are. That just doesn't belong. Like, you lost. Stay away. Get out of the limelight. Get out of the way of the camera. Stop. Like, just get away.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you on your soapbox.
No, it's weird. It's a little bit different. All right, listen. We talked about a couple of these matchups. There's a couple more, obviously, we want to get to as well, including Tampa Bay Bucks versus the L.A. Rams. And it's a simple question. Are you rooting for Tom Brady? You saw him last year. I think a lot of people are rooting for Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl. Are you rooting for him to win a second? 617-779-7937. We'll do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. It's the MFers here with Fitzy. We're just talking about a couple of games. That first game, actually haven't got to the second game yet. We're talking about more so on the Chiefs-Bills, but real quick, Green Bay and Niners, before we get to that last one. Green Bay and Niners. I think we were talking Green Bay and how it's all kind of lined up because everybody, you know, warm weather teams coming to them. But they're facing the one team that is actually probably an awful matchup where it sort of travels in the cold, right, in the 49ers.
What travels? Defense and running games, right?
Running game, the way they go about it. You watch that offense, you're like, good God, this guy's coming from everywhere. But for me, I still kind of went Green Bay because I just don't see the thing ending here for Rodgers. I could see him going to the NFC title game, probably the Super Bowl. But I this thing with Jimmy G, like, and he did it again to me. You know what I mean? Like, the first two or three quarters. Remember, that Super Bowl, after three quarters, he could have been the MVP of that game. And he did the same thing here in this game against Dallas. Like, two or three quarters. And then you're just like, okay, what am I? Can't throw that interception. Like, he's missing passes. And it's
got a broken thumb. Yeah, he's got a banged up shoulder.
Okay, then I think
he can't throw the football.
He wins all the time with them, but he's always made of glass. It drives me
nuts. I like
San
Fran in this game, but Jimmy G is like the deciding factor, and Aaron Rodgers wins.
Do you remember the last time they played? So they played week three.
Yeah, they're 0-3 against them.
Well, no, that's the playoffs. In playoffs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the last time they played him this year, week three, so the fullback number 44, I can't remember his
Juszczyk.
Name. Juszczyk. He's awesome. Yeah. So he scores a touchdown. There's 41 seconds left on the clock. They need a field goal to win it. Too much time for Aaron Rodgers. Brings them right down there, and they kick a field goal. They win the game. So my question is, how much does your pass game actually mean for the next game? Because the only team that in the playoffs of all these games that isn't a rematch game is Tennessee-Cincinnati. Everyone else is a rematch game from earlier in the year.
Three.
Okay, so it means nothing then.
I don't think so.
Because I would say, aren't all these teams different? Like, isn't like 49ers different than from week three?
Yes.
And the Packers different from week three?
They are.
So it means, so you can't draw any influence or any information from that game whatsoever.
Tampa's different.
Only that if you give them too much time, he'll break your heart. I mean, that's ultimately it, clock management.
Ooh, is this the first time ever, you want to go like super trivia stat guy,
yeah.
Is this the first time ever divisional round weekend in the NFC or in either conference has been two week three rematches? Because week three, the Ramajamas put it to the GOAT and company out in Los Angeles.
Ooh, see, these are storylines. See, this is a good. This is a, why didn't you bring this one up earlier?
Because I just thought of it.
Bills, Chiefs, week five. Boo.
No. I'm saying no, but that's
no,
also
I'm just saying, I was hoping they were week three as well.
Oh, that would have been incredible. But like in the NFC, both of those games are week three rematches, which is wild.
Wild.
Yeah. So you guys, I think, no way. Who had the Niners? You had Christian.
I have the Niners.
You had the Bucs.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think Rodgers is on a mission this year.
That line worries me.
Five and a half is a tough one.
Yeah.
But what did we say earlier, Lou? Like, for all those people out there, this was not addressed during the Costo segment. There is the potential that you could have the world famous, often impossible to pull off. Middle on this game. You could have the
don't even know what that means.
Christian, it's a teaser.
I don't even want you to explain
to me. You tease the Packers and the Niners together.
I don't want to know.
Packers to win.
Don't understand
Let me just tell you what.
You might as well be speaking Arabic.
Imagine other people are listening,
right,
you knucklehead.
Hold on. Okay. Explain it.
Imagine.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Imagination left. People are listening to us.
Okay, you tease the Packers with the Niners. So at 5.5, all the Packers have to do is win. And if they
Packers
win by anywhere between 1 and 11 points, your bet.
You win them both. You win the bet.
Your bet pays off nicely. You middle it.
That's it?
Yeah,
Packers, is that like a once in a lifetime type opportunity?
No, it just doesn't happen that often.
No, it's 5.5, 6.
Is that a good bet, though?
5.5, that's a great
bet. Is that
spread.
A good bet?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent bet.
I like 6.5, obviously.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. No,
right.
But it's, you just got to win by 11.
6.5 is perfect. Yeah.
Win by 11.
1-11. Just win by 11. That's all I needed to know.
31-20. Bam, you're in the money.
Okay.
Last game. The guy that you think is a loser, Matthew Stafford, you took the Rams with your lock.
I did.
I felt like I was watching Tampa Bay last week, like this was it for them. You know, with just Godwin, Antonio Brown, chaos, Wirfs out, the right tackle's out, Jensen, the center's, beat up, and I'm thinking Aaron Donald, you got Mike Evans, is like your one weapon. I think Jalen Ramsey's there, and it's like, now what? See, Tyler Johnson stopped running on passes, and Brady's getting frustrated. I just see a lot of frustration.
Brashad Perriman's out.
Perriman's now out,
That's
too. Ronald
news.
Jones is out. Fournette's questionable. I just and they got away with not having Stafford throw the ball last week at all, 17 times. He'll throw it more. There might be some interceptions, but I think it's over for Tampa.
See, the thing I worry about, so this is one of the prop bets that I was kind of interested in, is the prop bet on whether or not Matthew Stafford would throw a pick.
1,000%.
I feel like that would be a good bet. Like, I feel like he's definitely going to give you one.
Because they can't run it 30 times.
No,
like they're
not. They're
going
to have to throw it.
They can't.
It's going to happen. But it's not like the Tampa Bay Bucs have a great secondary. Like, don't try and run on them. Forget it. You're not going to run on them. Bruce Arians, he's so just arrogant about it. Nobody runs on us.
Yeah.
He's right. They're really damn good at it.
They got Sony, though. I mean, that's like Superman.
Oh, that's true. Nothing says speed like Sony Michel.
Okay, Akers has been pretty good. Looked pretty good last week for missing all
for
that
a guy
time.
Who was
Holy
6 months
smokes.
Ago tore his Achilles coming back like that. I mean, like he must have borrowed the deer antler spray from Ray Lewis because that
Terrell
is Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis exactly. By the way, yes, Christian, on my over under sort of prop app of choice right here. Which I shouldn't mention because I work with them. There is a Matthew Stafford interception prop.
What is it at one?
It's only 0.5.
So we just throw one
interception.
One pick,
yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would take that bet.
Yeah. It's an underdog.
I feel like that's one of those things where, you mentioned this to me though earlier. You have to remind everybody about this stat because something about teams that like wild card weekend, NFL teams that blow out. The home team that blows out the crappy team, never bet on them the next week. Like, Don't bet on
you're
the
never
Bills.
As good. You're never as good as you looked the week before when you blew a team out.
So the Bills
on the wagon.
Looked really good. The Rams looked great against Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so Chiefs stay, and it should be so, Chiefs and Bucks.
So stay away from both those bets.
I feel like there's always a team in the wild card.
I do think that's true, though.
That you look at and you're like, wow. And you actually start giving them a chance against another team. Now the
that
Bills
has
are
the bye week.
That has the bye week. So this week's a little bit different. That would have been it. Would have been the perfect scenario if there were two byes and if the Chiefs had the bye. We'd be talking about, you know, the Bills look so good against the Pats. Oh, they're going to go into Kansas City Arrowhead and they're going to beat the Chiefs. I don't care if they're on a bye or not. And it usually doesn't work. But you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. But the question I have in that Tampa Bay game for you guys is, and for the Patriot fans or New England fans around here. Are you rooting for Tom Brady? 617-779-7937. Are you rooting for a second back-to-back Super Bowl for Brady with the Tampa Bay Bucks? I don't know. We've had mixed emotions earlier, I felt like.
I would say that the answer should be you're rooting against him. That really should
Why?
Be the answer.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm taking my personal feelings out of it. I'm a transplant, right? Born and raised in California. I've lived here longer than I lived in California, where I was born and raised.
Yeah.
But don't you...
Congrats.
Don't. I feel like I'm one of you now.
One of us. Yeah, personal emotion out of it. No big deal. Yeah. Just I don't want them to break my record.
But I do feel like there is... like, don't you...
So predictable.
Well, that's different. But as far as team accomplishments, legacy, I get, like, you feel for them and you want them to be successful the first time. But the second time, like, okay, enough's enough. We gave you a pass. Like, you know, I was able to explain to my friends and my family why I was rooting for Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl and mm-hmm. not really caring about the Patriots. It's our guy, you know, but that's enough. Because I do think it kind of diminishes the Patriots' legacy a little bit, right? Like, the most, you know, impactful, crazy moments, you want to be associated with the Patriots. Not like Brady and the Bucks, and when you look back, they're playing Buck highlights, not Patriot highlights.
Like, it's one thing. It's like, okay, you have to acknowledge them at your Hall of Fame speech. Thank you for taking a chance on me. Thank you for giving me a landing spot after I left where I was for two decades. You win two Super Bowls there. Now it's like, I won a third as many as I did over 20 years, but in only 2 years, did I get better? Boy, Bill really looks bad. And now I've got two out of the eight with them. Now, instead of just like, all right,
so
fine.
Don't you not?
Hey,
don't,
Tampa, you can come in. I'm not letting you pass the doorway. Now it's like you have to invite Tampa into the house.
Hall of Fame.
We're sharing him in the Hall of Fame.
Yep, Tampa
Gross.
Bay Buck
So you
jerseys.
Don't want it to happen. You no, should not want it to
he's
happen.
Not
you
going
should not
to.
Want it to happen. Okay, so if you are you rooting for him or against him?
I am rooting for him this weekend.
Of course you are. Of course you
this
are.
Weekend I'm rooting
okay,
for
Okay, who's
him.
Your more of your elite? If someone told you right now, your allegiance dies with the Patriots or Tom Brady, who is it going to?
Why would you do this to me on a Friday?
You got to pick a side.
It's a good
pick
one.
Pick a side.
It's either that or wow. pick your favorite kid.
Yeah, which yeah. one? Wow. Robert breaks
I'm
into your
not
house.
I'm not ready for this kind of Sophie's choice.
He named his
choice.
Kid after Brady.
I know, but
you have a dog named Brady, a son named Tom?
No, my dog is named Malcolm, so okay. when he's at the door,
Malcolm,
I say, Malcolm, go.
All right, so Kraft comes up to you, says, Fitzy.
Does he just disappear? Do you don't know why sometimes?
Just runs off.
Okay, just check it.
Find him in the neighbor's yard. I was like, hang the heat stick over there, guy.
Is he staying out late and hanging out with the other dogs in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Pick a side.
And finally, whenever we have the biggest family photo, Malcolm doesn't show up.
Pick
Answer
a side.
The question.
Pick Patriots. A side.
Patriots.
Okay.
There it is.
Well, then why would you want him to achieve more
because
awards
makes
for another
bad.
Team?
I want him to win this weekend because I would like him to, like, my kids are all into it this weekend. I want him to gonna have a little family gathering watching it. It's a big deal. Now, he's not going to go. He's not beating the Packers next weekend. That's why I think
he's
going to win
saying
that. And he's not winning the Super Bowl.
It's almost like you're making yourself feel better about it. But, well, you know, Christian, he's not going to win it anyway, so I'm going to root for him.
He's not.
But he's not going to win it anyways.
And if he wins this weekend, it's barely going to happen. I mean, literally, he's throwing to Scotty Miller and Cyril Grayson.
It makes it look even worse, doesn't it, though? Like, the whole, like, last year all we heard was people want to downplay what he did. He went to a loaded team. They were stacked. You know, and now all of a sudden.
No lies detected.
If he does it this year. You know, no AB, no Godwin. You know, and it's just like you throw in a Perryman, who's not out there, Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller.
Who are they?
Hand
people?
The ball off to, was the kid, Vaughn. I don't even know what the hell is Vince Vaughn.
Keyshawn.
He looks Vince Vaughn. By the way, sneaky funny this season in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
His brother Vince.
Is fantastic.
Yeah. No, it makes you kind of look bad. But here's the thing. I'm rooting for him. And I'm watching this game, honestly, kind of like not knowing if it's going to be his last game or not. We have no idea. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, I'm watching Muhammad Ali and Bobby Orr and Larry Bird. Like, I'm going to watch this thing all the way to the end and appreciate it all. I'm not going to hold any hard feelings towards this dude. He's the greatest of all time. I hope he beats the hell out of the Rams,
even though
I might lose that bet.
So you're rooting for him. Then you should root for this. You should root for him to have a great game. 350 yards passing, 3 touchdowns.
Super Bowl.
But you want them to lose. You want the team to lose.
You want Super Bowl against the Eagles.
Who?
You want that type of game. Brady was outstanding. Brady, even though those
900 yards, strip sack. It wasn't his fault.
First quarterback to 505 yards, 3 touchdowns, a perfect game.
Lost.
Practically. Loses.
Strip sack. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know that
I'll take
Philly
that.
Special.
That type of thing. You want the Bucs to lose though. That's what you want them to lose.
I don't know. Let's see.
What if it's the rematch? I want them to win. So I would like to see Rodgers. If Rodgers is going to go all the way, and I do think they'll win the Super Bowl, I would like to see Rodgers have to stare down his clown outside the window one more time, Tom Brady, and win that game, and then just bid Tommy farewell.
You know the one you really want, the game you really want.
Jimmy versus Tommy.
The MF.
No, you want Brady versus Josh Allen.
Oh, that's in the Super Bowl, yes. But how
ultimately,
great. I mean,
don't want Mahomes?
No, you're done with Mahomes. No. You already beat him multiple times.
Brady's path, the potential path for Brady, if he can miraculously advance and beat a pretty damn good Rams team this week, to potentially face down, and he'll know after Saturday night, either Rodgers or Garoppolo have the MF-er bowl or have the NFC championship run back, and then possibly Buffalo is peeing in their pants.
You don't
for
want
two
the
weeks?
Cover of Madden in the Super Bowl?
Ugh.
But I mean, you don't want like so.
The goat versus
listen,
the kid.
Pat
part
Mahomes.
Two.
Hey, Pat Mahomes in his fourth year as a starter. He's he could be in his three out of the last three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And if Brady was to knock him off in back to back Super Bowls, it's sort of like listen, this guy's career, depending on where it goes this year, God forbid if he gets to a Super Bowl and wins it, 4 AFC title games, 3 Super Bowls, 2 Super Bowl championships. But if Brady can knock him off, it's over. Like he went up against Brady twice at the end of his career, and Brady beat him twice. So, that conversation is kind of over. Like, that would be fun. Let's see what you guys think. Let's go to Jake in New Hampshire. Jake, what's up, man? Go ahead.
I think you got to be a big ass not to cheer for Tom Brady. If you're a Patriots fan and you're not cheering for Tom Brady, you should get woken up every morning by a punch in the mouth.
Wow.
I would punch you in the face if I was there right now. You can thank him for a Super Bowl ring, can't you, Mr. Poirier? At least one or two.
No one's saying that he's not beloved, okay? And I hope he listen.
Thanks, Jake,
he doesn't need another award.
Yeah, you ungrateful bastard.
You know what I kind of loved this week? I know Kyrie got fined like what $20,000-$25,000 for swearing for using inappropriate language in Cleveland when he told the fan wasn't it like I delivered you an MFing title? Isn't that what he was caught saying? Kyrie this week swore.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes, Kyrie, like the fans were giving
him. He said, MF is still ungrateful. I brought you guys a championship.
Yeah, he MF'd.
Talking about us?
He MF'd some fans in Cleveland this week. Good for him. Even though I don't like anything about Kyrie Irving, at the same time, good for him. And that's sort of how I feel about Brady, too. Like, you're not really allowed to say anything bad about him or disparage Tom Brady. Like, guys are ungrateful. I brought you 6 MFing titles.
Something I didn't think we would do here, comparing Brady to Kyrie Irving. And you actually liking both comments.
Anything is possible.
At least
he gave us an answer.
Possible. How about Jake?
Very
Jake,
proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dad.
Jake doesn't seem very sentimental. He's rooting against Tom Brady. What do you got, Jake?
Hey, so this is, I just want to make one thing clear. This is Jake from Vermont.
Vermont.
Yes.
Jake,
thank God.
From New Hampshire, you can come punch me in the face because I don't think Tom Brady should win this game. I love everything he did for us when he was in New England, but he's not a Patriot anymore. And this Rams team, I mean, Aaron Donald's going to eat him alive with their offensive line right now. I mean, you got Jansen that's hurt, Wirfs is hurt, and Aaron Donald's an absolute monster. So if they can rush 4 and drop everybody back, what's Tom Brady going to do? Because that's what we learned here in New England. Whenever you just rush 4 and get pressure on him and drop everybody back, he can't do as much.
Yeah,
so,
I think he's in trouble.
I don't know.
Yeah,
pressure up the middle.
Yeah, like Von Miller, get another sack.
I think he's in trouble. And I could just see a frustrated Tom, like, looking at Tyler Johnson and these guys, like, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
If Ramsey does lock up with Mike Evans, now what?
They have pretty speedy linebackers in L.A.
Gronk.
However, they have...
It's Gronk. Right.
So you've got Brate, and you've got Howard, and you've got Gronk. Hey, Karen. Hello. They have no safeties. They already lost one. They replaced him with Eric Weddle. Now they just lost a second one in L.A.
So this stat popped up today, and I don't know if you think it makes any difference, because if you have offensive line issues, you better be able to get the ball out of your hands quick. You better be able to identify what is going on so you can make that decision quick. So Brady is getting rid of the ball in the last game, 2.17 seconds. It's the quickest time to throw since Next Gen has been keeping these stats. 2.17 seconds. That was the average time it took him to get rid of the ball. Now, that's what Bruce Arians is talking about that. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, we got offensive line issues. Good thing you got Tom back there. You know, and like, yeah.
That's actually a pretty excellent idea.
Right,
I'm Bruce Arians.
I'm Bruce Arians. I don't give a crap about anything.
I tell Tom.
I'm not intimidated by Tom Brady at all.
I sound like Gary Oldman in True Romance. You know?
I got a torn Achilles and I beat people up.
I can't tell you what. I cut his ass.
He is such a clown.
He is becoming a character, isn't he?
He really is.
And that's why I feel like he is 100%. I know we're all over the place right now, but he is done.
We got to take a break here because we got last call. Apparently, Mike Vrabel is sick and tired of hearing Christian Fourier bitching about him stealing touchdowns. He's actually responded. You'll hear it next in Last Call.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, listen, you know, let's do last call, but let me take one phone call, and then we'll get to it. Let's go to Jay in Boston. Jay, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? I agree with you that, you know, Brady, too many injuries on that team, that they'll be the only home team that loses. But let me say this about something very strange, even weird, that's going on. I agree with you guys, this weekend's the best weekend of the year. You know, who wouldn't want to watch Bills against Kansas City, or even Brady and Gronk? But Bills and Kansas City, Belichick won't watch the games on TV. How bizarre is that? I mean, this is a guy in 200 games nearly in his career, nearly 10 years, without Brady. He's sub-500, like a 10 games under 500. With Brady, he's nearly 200. You look at Arians the same way. He's nearly 20 games over 500 in 2 years. You hit the guy in the headlock.
All right, Jay, appreciate listening to the call.
Get the guy in the headlock.
The phone call was, I mean, the phone line was tough. It was tough on the air. Right? Should we do last call? We got a lot of good ones, right? Let's do last call. We could play that music, and I'll just, there it is. There it last is. Call, that is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So your guy, Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently,
the show.
NBC camera guys.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be Moose and Glenn kind of caught up with him. You should catch their work on Twitter.
Awesome
they're
job.
They're fantastic. I mean, they are outstanding. So I guess apparently they caught up to Mike Vrabel, and they asked him about you, Christian Fourier, constantly bitching about his touchdowns being stolen.
The other title we could give you is maybe greatest Patriots tight end of all time, because Christian Fourier still bitches that you stole his Super Bowl touchdown.
He was never in the game plan. That wasn't that hard.
Hold on. You know what? That's it. I'm changing. Go Titans all the way. Titans, my new all the way to the Super Bowl.
I mean, he just comes out firing.
Yeah, he does.
He was never in the game plan. I love it. Okay, sorry. Stop.
Right, we got more.
Give me more Vrabel. Go ahead. Start
Christian
there.
Fourier still bitches that you stole his Super Bowl touchdown.
He was never in the game plan. He. That wasn't that hard, fellas, to be honest with you. You know, I know that Christian was a great teammate. I love seeing people send me stuff about how he still complains to this day. And, you know, you miss that. You miss that when you leave the game. You miss the camaraderie. You miss the locker room. You know, those are things that I'll always miss.
How about that? He was never in a game plan.
He was never in the game plan.
It was easy. That was an easy one right there. Huh?
Oh my god! It's funny. Like, I will say this. I don't know why I'm the only person whose name gets brought up when it comes to Mike Vrabel scoring touchdowns.
Well, because Daniel Graham's not in the radio.
Yeah, but and what about Ben Watson?
He's not on the radio.
He's like everywhere. He's on TV. I saw him like during the national championship. Like he's all over the place.
No, that was RG3 and Andrew Luck.
Why did you bring that up so late?
What?
That wasn't that hard.
Oh, boy. He was never in the game plan.
Christian is never in the game plan.
Yeah. I was like playing for Vrabel.
I'd love it.
It seems like it, right?
There's a reason why his team, like they love him. Like he's an example of a coach that just, listen, he challenges you the right way. He builds you up the right way. He motivates you the right way. He encourages you the right way. And he lets you celebrate the right way. Right? And then, hey, let's get to working. Like, he's a great coach.
He was never in the game plan.
Does he draft his kid?
Oh, that's right.
Tyler.
Probably should.
If he gets an opportunity, I don't see why not.
Taylor Lewan Jr.
You would be drafting a good lineman if you draft
him. He's a guard.
Yeah, he looks a lot like
he's got
his
1 year
left,
though, right?
You know,
I think he's going to the NFL.
It's funny because I think when you think about the Titans, I'm kind of on the side of Fitzy here a little bit. You know, 3 weeks ago, they beat the 49ers. Everybody sort of thinks is like this, like, you know, tough team to beat right now. They're playing great football. They beat them. Like, they beat a lot of good football teams, Tennessee, without their guys. So that's a good team. All right, let's go to the next one here.
There's more?
No, there's more. Yeah, we got not from Vrabel. We're moving on.
How much did they talk about me?
We're going to go to Penny Hardaway.
Oh, okay, good.
Memphis head coach. Apparently ripping his reporters for asking stupid questions about his young team.
In the first half like that, when it's unfolding, is it embarrassing? And
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of f***ed up sometimes when it comes to me.
What?
We don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have 4 freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too f***ing hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these bullshit articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Mm.
Wow. Salty. Now, does the NCAA jump in and say, Penny? Like, you know, I don't mind defining your team, but...
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of f***ed up sometimes when it comes to me.
I mean, just dropping F-bombs.
This has been the week for weird questions from media followed by the saltiest answers. We got Dennis Schroeder with Gary Washburn. We got Leon Draisaitl with that dope up in Edmonton. And then you got this exchange with Penny Hardaway and some guy who just covers Memphis basketball.
I saw an article of the hockey guy, or whatever his name
Jim Matheson.
Someone was complimenting the reporter for being poised and asking questions the right way.
That's good. That compliment is totally in the minority.
Wow.
I was like, all right, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
By the way, Memphis was a top 10 team at 1.5-0. They are now 9-8.
Yeah, but is he right, though? Is he dealing with a bunch of, you know, freshmen?
Yeah, who cares? He may be, but that's reality.
That's just the way it works.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope.
Why are you so pissy, Leon?
That was beautiful.
And to address the earlier issue, Tyler Vrabel has declared for the 2022 NFL draft.
I remember that kid. Oh, it's amazing. These players' kids that are just now going.
You want to do that in Uncle Bill voice?
we got one more quick because the other night we talked about David. We talked to David Ortiz. David Ortiz in an interview and had some choice words when he's talking about Dan Shaughnessy. And afterwards, he said, "You know, Big Papi. He's kind of like Charles Barkley. You got to say whatever he wants." Well, Charles Barkley last night on the TNT broadcast talking about the quarterback's final. I mean, Dallas Cowboys final play, the quarterback draw. I don't think he liked it too much.
That's not what I have.
Oh, what do you got?
What do you have?
I have Charles Barkley ripping the Los Angeles Lakers after the benching of.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a wrap.
Hey, Lou, if you want to get the highlight, call 1-800-BASEBALL.
I got it. Oh, I was going to go back in Uncle Bill voice.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
It had to be football. Well, singly the worst play call in sports history.
No, not sports history.
Dude, stop it. The quarterback sneak in that situation.
He wasn't a quarterback.
Out of all the sports alive, that was the worst play call in history. Yes, it was.
It wasn't a play call.
What?
Wasn't the play call.
What do you mean?
They called another play. The play got broke up, so he tried
to. No, they did. They called that play. No,
listen, but it's not the worst play call.
They called that
the worst play call in the history of sports.
In sports, Kenny.
You haven't watched enough sports.
Okay.
No, he's watched probably too much sports,
yes.
As a matter of fact.
Is it the worst play call in living sports? Is that what I heard at one point? But I think that was good. Shaq. No, I wasn't the play. No, it was the play call, Shaq. But I would say, I mean, I got to put like Joe Judge's quarterback sneak 3rd and 9 from his 4. No? And like a jumbo package up there.
Yeah, but not in a playoff game. Worst so. Place.
Lou, the funt by the Colts in 2015.
Okay.
Come on.
Yes. You got to throw that up there too. But
I was just thinking about this Vrabel's kid. Who better to advise him whether or not he should come out or not? Honestly, I mean, when it comes to where you think you're going to be drafted, usually there's like, you know, a committee that says, hey, listen, good chance you can get drafted. His dad is saying, listen, they all suck. And just in case, I'll draft you.
Ring. Hello, this is Tyler. This is Uncle Christian. You remember your old Uncle Fourier telling you about the way things are going to be in the NFL, Tyler.
Oh, man. Good for
him. That's wild,
so
man.
Tyler Vrabel is going to the NFL draft, but there is an NFL head coach's son who now is a BC Eagle. It's Dino Tomlin, Mike Tomlin's kid, now plays at BC. He just transferred there.
Oh, from where? Yeah. I mean, is he any good? Let's check this out. The BC Eagles going to be any good?
We better give him enough, but at the same time, we better not give him too much.
He's a 3-star junior, and he plays wide receiver.
Okay.
Ah, they're losing Zay Flowers, I believe, to the NFL draft, but they still have Jerkovic coming out?
He's coming back.
I thought he was staying.
He is. Good. He's coming back, yeah.
He's good. Going one more year?
Yeah, good. He's staying.
Excellent.
There you go.
Here comes
like
the
that.
Pinstripe Bowl again.
Here it comes, baby. Here
it comes.
Tally-ho.
Going to be woo-hoo! Like that. All right, so Tom Brady doesn't retire if he loses, Fitzy?
Nope.
Christian?
He does, but not till the spring. He retires, but not till the spring.
This is his last game on Sunday if he loses.
Last game if he loses.
Wow. Kind of.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Kind of worried that it could all be true.
Damn it, Ryan.
He is Dunsky.
Damn it. Ask me again.
Wow, he just Vrabeled you.
I know.
No, I'm not asking you again. I'm going to go instead because Mutt's waiting. Right. He's got the show. He's got you taken care of the next 4 hours. That's going to do it for us. We will see you on Monday. Enjoy the weekend of football. We'll talk to you then.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Gresh and Keith.
Are you going to be rooting for Brady to get another one?
So I was last year. Full disclosure, it was easy to root for him last year. I was still pissed about how he left and not pissed at him. I was pissed at the organization. I was pissed at Bill and Robert and everybody for letting him go and the way it all kind of ended. And so it was easy to root for him along the way. Now, not as much.
Gresh and Keith. Middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.